brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
With tyranny, what happens with corruption, what happens with toxic waste dumping, radiation leaks, you name it, what happens with evil is that people become acclimated and accustomed to it, myself included. The ATF came out last year and said they were going to ban most shotguns. There was a big backlash, and people said we're not going to turn them in was the only reason that they backed off. But they said, we can just rule make now. We don't need laws. They also came out with some new regulations saying that if you buy more than two semi-autos in four western states, Texas to California, that a gun shop has to report that it's suspicious to the ATF. Of course, it's already reported to the NICS system. It's unconstitutional. They just wanted you to follow an order that was unconstitutional and unlawful. Because once you'll go along with things and accept them, it sets the precedent. And I remember Obama during the campaign and up until about a year ago in hundreds of speeches, because I heard this every week or so, a few times a week, said, we can't violate the Constitution. We can't legalize the illegals and all the rest of it without Congress. Well, as you know, on Friday, you know, they're saying it's 80,000 folks. It's going to be all the illegals. That's always been the globalist plan, is to bust this country wide open. And the illegals will then be able to vote very quickly, and they will vote to take the guns, and they will vote to take the property, and they will vote to take everything. It's a guarantee. And then there'll be a civil war in this country, which is exactly what the globalists want. They've caused the civil war in Mexico. The Ford Foundation, all of them, openly for 50-plus years, have financed in Mexico that the entire U.S. was stolen, basically, and the entire Southwest as part of Aslan. I was taught that in public school in Anderson High here in Austin, Texas. And it is all meant to break this country up. And, again, Obama launches wars without approval from Congress. Obama shuts down power plants not owned by his buddy. He gives waivers to health care laws. This is called dictatorship. In fact, here's Mr. Carney, the White House press secretary, like a comic book character, just a few months ago saying, oh, he's looking forward to using executive orders and other things to bypass Congress. Here's the little criminal up there flaunting it in front of the bought and paid for prostitute whore press corps. This is how America dies, folks. Here it is.
Care about this stuff.
So let me concede your point. They don't give a lick about what day it is, what time it is. Why doesn't he give a speech from Oval Office tonight saying, here's my plan?
He wants to speak before Congress because he recognizes that while there are things he can do without Congress, and he will do them, there are actions that need to be taken with Congress that require legislation to grow the economy and create jobs. And he wants to go to Congress, speak directly to members of Congress, and lay out his proposals. The first opportunity to do that is next week. So that's when he'll do it.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to play a compilation of clips over the last 4 years. Candidate Obama, President Obama, saying that he couldn't bypass Congress. He's now doing that. And then we're going to shift gears into what's happening with the designed economic meltdown over in Europe. Oh, they got the banker bailout money for Greece. They're getting it for Spain. Oh, it's worse now. Oh, the mega banks need more. And, oh, the Federal Reserve is signaling Goldman Sachs, their boss, that QE3 will begin next week. We told you it was always coming. I thought it would come by January, but it's coming, and that means inflation. It is all coming up big. Broadcast. Also, the feminists want you to urinate sitting down, men, and they will have you arrested if you don't comply with them. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, unfortunately, it's all happening just like all the old-timers said it would. The world government, run by six megabanks, hell-bent on cutting off the resources to the industrialized world, cutting off the resources to the third world. We have a giant hydra wrapped around our face, basically sucking the lifeblood out of us like a giant stinking tick. And I want out of it. I want this corporate banking dictatorship run by a bunch of Malthusian, eugenics-loving control freaks out of my life. I want the Jerry Sandusky TSA out of my life. I want the Federal Reserve's collection agency, the stinking criminal violating due process IRS out of my life. I want government to quit lying to everybody and saying vaccines are the law to take when they're not. I'm tired of this group of crooks telling us what to do. Over in Scotland, a 9-year-old girl was taking photos of the horrible, ugly, stinking food they feed them. So they said, you're not allowed to take photos of your school lunch. Over in Europe, they want to make men sit to use the bathroom. I mean, it's over here, they're trying to ban milk, popcorn, and soft drinks. Well, they have banned those in New York. There's no end to these people. They're launching, with our tax money, armed drones against us. They got face scanning cameras everywhere, CIA moving into threat fusion centers, the criminal government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm done! And again, the reason I get so wound up is I read this news all last night, this morning, and I get in here, and it's just so over the top. I want to go over 10 things that will happen if Barack Obama continues to systematically legalize illegal immigrants. I want to go over the fact that whether it's war or energy or the Second Amendment, he's now saying in his second administration that he is going to restrict all semi-autos, as the NRA warned a few months ago in the Washington Times. I mean, that's it, folks. Look, the government comes to take the guns. It's over. And they want the Civil War. They'll march all these roided up idiots in up against us. God, I have to watch these scumbag bankers sit offshore and do this to us. And the idiots across the board who are going to go along with it. All of you people that serve this criminal system, you're going to get what you deserve. But it's pointless because the New World Order is going to sit offshore and watch all this unfold. Is there nothing people in this scum government won't do? And the looting at every level. And I knew what the response would be whenever we discovered via our sources a hidden nuclear waste dump on the edge of Austin and talked about the secretive nuclear reactors. A, people denied the reactors existed while simultaneously saying, what's the big deal? They admit there's reactors. And so what if there's a secret nuclear dump? 20 years ago, people would have been concerned. Now it's like, okay, the tuna is radioactive out of the Pacific. Feed it to your kids. Big deal. Ann Coulter says it's good for you. I mean, there is a delusion now that every civilization gets before it totally collapses that is now upon this country and the West. Self-preservation's out the window. Everybody's just clicking on their iPads and iPhones and droids. And I'm sick of it. It's a nation of children just begging to be hurt by the New World Order. I'm going to stop ranting right there. I am so sick of watching the race baiters, too, on the so-called left. Pushing all their racism, pushing all their cultural division, and then attacking anybody that points it out. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into what's happening in Egypt, the Middle East, what's happening with the nanny state, what's unfolding on so many. I mean, look at this article, Ottawa citizen. I've been arrested for 15 hours in this airport. Ottawa airport wired with microphones to record travelers' conversations. Hidden cameras in the Austrian forest caught a politician having sex. I mean, we live in 1984, and it's all meant to protect the criminals that have hijacked society. It's illegitimate. It's like coming home and somebody's in your bed watching TV, and you're like, get out of my bed. And they go, oh, I've got a badge, so it's okay. No, it's not. But let me just start with this first. Last Friday, Kurt Nemo wrote a story saying it's official, Obama is a dictator. And I did notice over the weekend, a lot of mainstream media did point out that Obama is taking on dictatorial powers. And for the last 3 years, they've done this song and dance. We're at public speaking engagements and in TV interviews and with the press corps and others say, Obama, if the evil Republicans won't let you save the poor, sweet, illegal aliens, why don't you just bypass them like a president can do, which a president can't do? No, I'm waiting. I want to work with them. So they have this image of people begging and begging and begging for him to be a dictator. Like Bush saying things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, so long as I'm the dictator. You know, you can find that clip online. Obama has now made similar claims. And they do this because it's off a script to acclimate you to the idea. So Congress has been told by the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, and Obama, in person and in letters, the NATO and the UN command the U.S. military. Earth-shattering, incredible, off-the-charts info. Obama has shut down hundreds of power plants and blocked the construction or the firing up of dozens and dozens of power plants. It's actually close to 100. Massively increasing power prices outside of law. Congress would not pass his carbon tax. Increasing the stock value and profits of General Electric, who's allowed to operate. And if you hire them, suddenly you're allowed to operate if they take over your management. Just total mafia. But General Motors, they took hundreds and hundreds of dealerships away from people that were Republican donors or not Democratic donors and gave it to people. You can't sell Chevys anymore. You can go get some other dealership if you want. But we've had this for 80 years. Doesn't matter. I mean, just total criminal mafia scum that's caught shipping guns and hand grenades to street gangs of the U.S., Honduras, and Mexico. Tens of thousands, what is it, 60-something thousand dead now in the last 4 years. Total bedlam. And they're caught lying, caught running and all, and they don't get in trouble. And they say in the new administration, they're going to come and ban the semi-autos, period. NRA, who's usually milquetoast, has the intel, Washington Times 3 months ago. People say, well, you better vote for Romney. You know what? I hate Obama so much. He makes me so sick. I'm so sick of his criminal liars. He's such a disgusting puppet that I want, like a man in the desert who sees mirages and runs over the next hill thinking there's a lake. I run towards Mitt Romney at a childlike level. An area of my mind wants things to get better, would be happy if things just reversed a few degrees. But the intellectual and in my gut, I understand that that's how this works. You hate what Bush is doing, you vote for Obama. You hate what Obama's doing, you vote for Mitt Romney. Because Mitt Romney is probably going to get elected, and he's going to step right in, and the same reason the same banks own him that own Obama, it's like a Don King fight where he owns both boxers, folks, that you know it's going to be the same thing, but suddenly there won't be any opposition anymore. Maybe the left will suddenly, at least on paper, act like they're concerned about secret arrest, torture, all these wars, mercenaries, drones, all the rest of it. But Romney has said he likes NDAA, he wants more war. It's just because it's exactly what these special interests that hijacked this country want. But you're almost inexorably drawn into this to support one of the two. Even though you know they're puppets, even though you know it's a con game, even though you know it's a fraud. But we sit here and witness this unbelievable spectacle. And by the way, Rand Paul has come out now and said abolish the TSA, basically, or at bare minimum restrict it, and get warrants for drones and introduce legislation. Well, of course you need warrants for drones. That's already on the books. Just enforce the law. But who's in charge of enforcing? The usurpers that have taken over our country, the banksters. So good. See, we're pushing Rand Paul back towards reality. And I understand the political decision to endorse Romney because everybody's turning against Obama, and maybe Romney's going to be better because you meet with Romney and he says, oh, I want to audit the Fed now. Oh, I won't ban the guns now. I don't like abortion now. I don't like open borders now. I don't like Obamacare that I wrote now. I mean, yes, this Mitt Romney, with what he says today, is better than Barack Obama. The problem is the real Mitt Romney and the way he's actually voted as a governor and what he's promoted when he's in power is Barack Obama. You know, we're not going to trade out lung cancer for bone cancer here. And I know this is elementary to most of you, but so many people, if I am catching myself hating Obama so much, so disgusted with all his crimes openly, and knowing they're thinking about doing it in Oklahoma City with his own advisors so arrogant that there's three different advisors and all these newsletters they send out to their big donors saying, we may have a new Oklahoma and we're going to blame it on, you know, alternative media. And I'm listed. Glenn Beck's demonized in there. You better believe it's going to be Drudge too. Because the system sees everybody that isn't 100% in line with them as the enemy. I mean, I get wanting to cozy up just for your own protection to Mitt Romney. Because the Republicans in name, at least, claim they're for the Second Amendment and sovereignty and things. But see, in that is the great betrayal. But when we come back, I'm going to play a video audio clip of Obama saying he doesn't have the power to legalize the illegals. He doesn't have the power to do the carbon taxes without congressional authorization. But now he is. And then he says in his new administration, He is going to just sign executive orders to take the guns, everything. What do we do about this? What do we do? I mean, the government is pure criminal. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. Oh, man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon.
Yeah, I saw a couple different news comments on Fox News. I saw Glenn Beck say the same thing on a video this morning. That what Obama is doing is what a dictator does. They said he's acting like a dictator. Well, let me explain something. When you act like a dictator, you're a dictator. It's not when I go rob a bank or you go rob a bank, you're acting like a bank robber. You're now a bank robber. When they're setting up checkpoints with not even sworn officers violating the Fourth and Tenth Amendment, trying to grope you on the highways now, we're not becoming a police state. We are one. When Google and the NSA admit they're dialing into home appliances and smart meters and listening to you in your home, and they want you to know that they're listening to you, do you know what that's called? Do you know what that's called? That's called an out-of-control, dangerous group of criminals that are a threat to all of us, as our forebears warned us. And I start thinking about everything Obama's doing. And again, that means the big bankers that just took over Europe and are installing the presidents and prime ministers now. And Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times are like, hey, it's dictatorship, but it's by bankers, and they know how to run things best. They're not like the old-fashioned dictators. The Economist actually was saying this word for word a few months ago. I read it on air. No, they're just technocratic and really care and are removed from the process. And, they're real removed. They're a bunch of eugenicists that talk about how they want to wreck societies. And, of course, they're doing all this. They're just coming out in the open. And I think about the illegal alien issue, how every time I turn on television, it's the poor immigrants and the poor this, and they just want to, you know, they deserve rights and all this stuff. Meanwhile, the borders are basically wide open. Meanwhile, the minute the illegals get here, they have welfare and they're allowed to have their kids paid for, something I don't get as a citizen. The anchor babies, instantly citizens, tons of money. And then they're organized over 90% to vote against the Second Amendment, against private property. I mean, it's over, folks. It's over. This country is collapsing if we don't reverse this. I mean, there are six and plus billion people. There's over 7 million people in the world. There are billions of people that want to come to this country. They want to come here right now. And it'd be one thing if we had millions a year coming here. And they actually went out and got jobs and did all that. But no. We've got a sick culture of gangsterism. So I don't care if they're Eastern Europeans or from Africa or from Latin America or Asia. They all adopt the MTV gangster culture. They all adopt a thug culture. And I'm not a violent person. But when I'm out in public and some group of people bug their eyes out at me, I want to literally go Incredible Hulk on them. I mean, I am threatened by this. I am angry. And let me tell you something. America's angry and buying 2, 3, 4, 5 million guns a month for a good reason. Okay? I'm getting tired of it, and I'm sick of it. And I'm going to buy more guns today. That's it. I'm telling you what, man. This New World Order is not going to get what it wants. Let me tell you, the founders put that Second Amendment there as a checkmate to tyranny, and the First Amendment there as well, and we're going to beat these people. The globalists are trying to gut this country seven ways from Sunday, and I'm tired of it. We're going to go to break, long segment coming up, and I do have this clip of Obama saying he can't legalize the illegals because it's against the law. Yeah, the president doesn't make the laws, but now the president doesn't just say he launches wars and military operations without Congress. He says he takes the orders from NATO, a bunch of narcotics trafficking criminals. NATO's a private group. And that criminal group, the United Nations. Our country is a joke. And we're never going to get America back until we admit that. Every time I see a good old boy with American flags all over their vehicle, I want to go over to him and say, was that made in China? And I want to go one further. Let me guess, you don't want to hear how we were taken over, because let me tell you, I've been around these guys. A lot of them get mad. Some of them are awake and will agree with you, but a lot of them get real mad. You saw when I was at the UN showing the UN sign saying it's owned by the UN at the Grand Canyon, and the guy comes out of nowhere. There's nobody even around me, and starts getting in my face because he hears me. He thinks I'm talking bad about America saying the UN took over. His ego doesn't want to admit we got taken over so we can get the country back. He just wants to live in La La Land and go watch a baseball game and suck his thumb. Well, I'm not going to suck my thumb as a bunch of foreign bankers gut this country. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into all the news. I'm going to open the phones up. It's Monday, the 18th day of June 2020.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let me explain how tyranny works. The scum, the filth, the parasites that are working for the system aren't going to stop. They won't stop till they've wrecked everything, till they've robbed everything, and until confidence is destroyed and everything collapses. This is how they operate. Every case in history, we have been overrun by every form of trash and filth and New World Order garbage. They absolutely hate this country. The New World Order hates the United States more than any other nation. They used our wealth and our prowess and our name and our credit card, our credit, to set up their stinking banker world government and their accomplice, collaborator, traitor media sits there while the very mega banks that sold the derivatives and set up the too-big-to-fail garbage sit there and pose as saviors on the nightly news every night with stupid, mindless, shallow, idiot business people and yuppies that think they're smart and don't even know how to tie their shoelaces or wipe their spiritually snot-filled snouts. All right, I am in a really, really angry right now because they're just doing everything. Let me tell you something. If Obama can launch wars and tell Congress to go to Hades, and Congress sits down and takes it last year and this year and says thank you for the abuse, that pack of criminals out there. If we can sit there and, as a country, put up with the TSA abusing our wives, our husbands, our children, while hiring pedophiles to be the commanders at their facilities, oh, yes, look it up, and not do background checks, what a joke. Oh, the security, we've got to keep you safe, but we hire criminals and don't do background checks. And it turns out that they don't just have bad background checks. They hire criminals on purpose. This is what societies, when they go into the terminal rotting phase, do. We're like a dead animal that's been in a ditch for about 3 days. Now we're bloating. Now the eyeballs are popping out. Now the guts are coming out the other end. Now the maggots, the stomach just popped open. The maggots are spilling out. And Homeland Security is telling us the maggots are the sign of our health. They're telling us it's a great thing. No, it's not a great thing. They're not launching 30,000 drones and buying armored pillboxes and 450 million rounds of 40 cal hollow point and handing shotguns out to every agency there is and hardening all their facilities going back a decade ago because they wanted to be friendly with you. They planned to gut this country the entire time with pure hatred. This has all been pre-planned. Everything we told you is coming true. And I'm not proud of that fact. I wish we could have backed this off and stopped it. A lot of people are like, listen to this guy get angry. He's crazy. You know what? What I am is disgusted and angry and desperate to try to get people out of their coma. This country's in a coma. This country is in a mind-numbed daze. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people in dazes all around me. I'm tired of it. I took my son to the bookstore and also to the pet store. And I was watching the workers. A few of them were nice listeners, but the others were like scared and addled and couldn't run a cash register and were shaking and afraid. And there were women lined up behind me, henpecking me in the aisle. And then I went over to the bookstore and the woman kept hammering me to get a loyalty card. And I kept saying, no, 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 no. And she kept saying, pushing it. And I said, listen, here, I know you're on a petty power trip following this script and everything. Leave me alone, slave. You like being a slave? Fine. Leave me alone. I told him, I said, don't worry. The whole society's about to collapse. Now, shut up. I didn't quite go that far because my son was there, but that's what I was thinking. I'm sick of timid, cowardly scum everywhere just begging to be run over by the New World Order, just begging to have their country hammered to hell. Oh, I'm tired of it. I want to reverse this. And then I think about Obama and how much I can't stand him, but he's meant to be hated. He's meant to be the front teleprompter reader, the puppet that gets all the blame, like a shield. And when they're done with him, they throw him down when he's all bent up and pick up Mitt Romney. And if even I want Mitt Romney in my gut knows he's a fraud, but in my gut, at an animal level, I was sick of Bush and wanted something new, Obama. I didn't vote for Obama. I said he'd be a fraud, laid it all out, but I still had this mindless, pathetic, childlike, idiotic hope that a bought and paid for person will be different. And it's the same thing with Mitt Romney. Because you see Obama just slaughtering the country. It's Bill of Rights, it's Constitution, everything right now. And you say, oh, I want Mitt Romney. And it's in that fraud that keeps us perpetually being con-gamed. And knowing everything I know, they dangle that way out. Oh, Mitt Romney says he won't do this when he's all about betrayal. And then you say, well, what do we do? Well, when we open the phones up, that's a question I have for you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get angry. We've got to get involved. I mean, look at this Paul Joseph Watson article. Apple's iOS 6 includes government alerts. How many years ago did I tell you that all the computers, smartphones, digital clock radios will have government takeover switches that listen to you and watch you? Because it was in all the government documents. It was in the Telecommunications Acts that they had to do it, not under law, but regulations. and that you'd have government alerts. It's already started in New York, New Jersey. Obama pops on with audio and text, and there's putting jumbotrons in everywhere with Homeland Security on it, right out of every nightmare science fiction dystopia novel. They're launching Skynet against us, and I love my children. You know, I'm angry. The reason one reason I'm so enraged is I've got to be here risking my life up front fighting these tyrants. And then people tell me, oh, thanks for the great job you're doing. I'm doing nothing but self-preservation. Don't you understand? You don't have a future if you don't take action. What do? You go out and spray paint the website you think's the most informative everywhere? I don't know, desperate times be desperate measures. I don't think that's a desperate measure. It's InfoWar. It's what the committees of correspondence did, the Sons of Liberty, for a decade before the Redcoats came and confiscated the guns and the war started. And by the way, that's when the war is going to start here. And the globalists are going to do it on purpose. But we don't have a choice at that point. They want to show you who's boss. They want to roll this country so bad it makes their head spin. Look at that article. Here's another one by Kurt Nemo. In his own words, Obama says he is a constitution-violating dictator. Holy mackerel. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't just say they put cancer viruses in your vaccine to have an effect. You think I'm happy every time we find more documents of where they're putting in the vaccine and how they admit they're killing us? No, that's horrible. I wish it wasn't true. You think I like the fact they're putting fluoride in the water and I get to expose them? It's horrible. You know how bad it freaks everybody out around here when we go to a store and everywhere's fluoride this for kids, fluoride water that, fluoride candies, knowing it brain damages these little children? Folks, people go, well, how did the Germans let Nazi Germany happen? How did the Russians let it happen? Because the tyrants do it by increment. We are lobsters that have been put in hot water. And I'm in the water going, and my listeners and my crew are like, man, this is hot, trying to keep our feet off the bottom. Let's get out of here. And we're trying to climb out. But have you ever seen a bunch of lobsters or crawdads thrown live into water or crabs? When one starts trying, that's how you do it. You put them in the cold water, turn it on, and as things start to happen, they start moving their feet, and one will go over to try to climb out. Instead of using each other to get out, others will walk over and grab them when they try to leave, and you ain't going nowhere. And that's exactly what all these neocons and liberals and the rest of them are doing. I'm saying, man, let's get out of here. This is starting to boil. And they're like, you ain't going nowhere. Just grabbing me by the leg, and I'm like, stop it, you idiot. The crab looks at me up out of the water with a bubble starting to form and says, we're all going to roast. Because people love the status quo. Well, the status quo is just headlong off a cliff. Headlong off a cliff, right into pure evil. Right into a big bucket of snakes. Big old vat of cobras. Worse than a big giant vat of cobras. A lot of times cobras not even in the mood to bite you. Like a big old bucket of sulfuric acid, more like it. It's always in the mood to eat your flesh right off the bones. I mean, governments killed, according to the University of Hawaii, there's other studies that are even higher, non-military deaths. I'm going to say it again, non-military deaths. Non-military deaths. 162 million people exterminated by authoritarian governments in the 20th century. 262 million. And I read ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, 60 Minutes, MSNBC, Nightline. All of them have attacked yours truly, saying I'm an extremist because I am concerned about the government and say we better keep them under control. Well, I'm in good company, ladies and gentlemen, with George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Frederick Douglass after him. The list goes on and on. You have to be in a coma to not know we are mayday, 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 emergency situation, red alert. Let's go ahead. I said I'd go to this clip. Here is Obama. Oh, it's only 80,000 illegals. It's illegal for him to do this. Oh, it's children, though. Oh, the ATF is just going to ban some shotguns if you can bottom load clips into them. You know, they said that last year but had to back off. Because they said, well, now that we're allowed to do rulemaking outside of Congress because Obama says so, the guy that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, we're going to have some new laws. They're not laws, but we just say so. All bottom-loading shotguns will be banned. And the NRA, again, a few months ago in a Washington Times article, normally very milquetoast, very conservative, said, yes, he does plan to ban all semi-autos in the next administration. Let me just give the police and military a newsflash. You can arrest a few old men or whatever who don't know you're coming for them and make an example out of them when they don't turn their guns in. All that's going to do is make everybody dig in and get ready. It is a death sentence once this starts for anyone that tries to go get the guns. And the globalists know that when they give you the order. So just remember that. And I don't get any thrill or, ooh, we're going to have our revolution thinking about cannon fodder that Henry Kissinger calls dumb animals having a war with you. I don't think you're a dumb animal. I think military and police are smart enough to understand what's happening here and realize that we've got criminals running everything and that you better start saying no in the military and the police and everywhere else. Our country has been hijacked. We've been taken over. We've been usurped. Collaborators are in control. You know, people think that Hitler beat the French in 2 weeks. The Maginot Line failed. It all failed in the Blitzkrieg. Not because the German military was even that formidable. Notice what happened when they finally tried fighting the Russians. Russians just said, come on in 500 miles and see what happens. It was that the Vichy French, over 80% of the French general staff, just like the Iraqis stood down in 2003, they'd already been paid off. They were given the country. That's why Hitler could tour it 2 weeks into the war. Go to Paris. And the French were lined up to see him and were told, you don't line up, you get in trouble. Just like North Korea. That's what we got. We've got Vichy government. They've already signed us over, folks. They sold us out. That's why Congress can have the generals in there with their eyes all crazed, gleaming at Congress. Just 10 years ago, the generals were respectful. They walk into Congress now, and they know, they go, hey, we got all the dirt on you. You sit down. You shut up. Is that understood, punks? Now, here's Obama. This video's up at Infowars.com, a Curt Nemo's article. In his own words, Obama says he is a Constitution-violating dictator. Here is Obama saying he couldn't do what he's now doing with the military, with illegals, with guns, with everything. We have a rogue president, but the bankers have given him this power. Just getting rid of him won't fix it. Here it is.
Yeah, we've got a government designed by the founders so that there'd be checks and balances. You don't want a president who's too powerful, but this is part of the whole theory of George Bush that he can make laws as he's going along.
That's OA.
Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting.
It's 2011.
We can't wait for Congress to do its job. So where they won't act, I will.
So from 08 to 2011, total change.
I told my administration, we're going to look every single day to figure out what we can do without Congress. What can we do without it?
And that's from the Words Matter 2012. WordsMatter2012.com does some good work over there. And there's a lot of other compilations of that. Let's play that whole thing one more time for people. Here he is in 08 saying Bush was doing this. And by the way, nothing compared to this. Actually, he went to Congress for war and all the rest of it. Didn't mean the war was legal or lawful. Doing whatever he wants. Bush is wrong. And then later saying, well, I need Congress to act, but I can't. And saying, hey, we'll just do whatever we want. And ladies and gentlemen, he's shutting down power plants, he's going after guns, he's getting rid of our border, he's launching wars, he's signing us onto UN treaties. Obama came out Friday and said he may sign an executive order and say it ratifies the small arms treaty of UNIDIR that calls for the complete abolition of civilian ownership of firearms. The treaty was first began to be ratified in July of 2000. 12 years later, 12 years later, Obama says he'll just sign it and then try to march the ATF up against us? Let's go back to that clip. Here it is.
Yeah, we've got a government designed by the founders so that there'd be checks and balances. You don't want a president who's too powerful, but this is part of the whole theory of George Bush that he can make laws as he's going along. Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. We can't wait for Congress to do its job. So where they won't act, I will. And I've told my administration, we're going to look every single day to figure out what we can do without Congress. What can we do without them?
All right. And there's a lot more of those. We're going to go to break and come back and get to some calls. And then later in the next hour, I'll get into the geopolitical news. The QE3 news is off the charts. That means hyperinflation. Incredible nanny state. The feminists want you to sit while urinating if you're a man. Banning children photographing their filthy school lunches. Total bizarre police state activity. Secret military mini shuttle landing off California. Microphones hidden in airports. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's happening in this country is unprecedented. Alex Jones back here live. We're going to be going to your phone calls here in just a moment. Coming up, Euro crisis is far from over, stock analysts warn AP. Oh, yeah, just as soon as the bankers get hundreds of billions more, and then hundreds of billions more, and then trillions, it's always, we need more, more, more. We need all these countries to install Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan people. Business Insider reporting, Goldman QE3 coming next week. Do you know what that means? That means inflation, probably hyperinflation. Proposed international trade rules would give corporations the power to overrule governments. I mean, it's just, look, we're being totally overrun. Because the average person is in a television fantasy land. You go sit in a restaurant, all you hear adults talking about is their favorite TV show. And again, I don't say that in a judgmental way, like I'm into politics, I'm smarter than you. No, it's like this is life and death, you little idiots, you little monkeys. Stop acting like slaves or you will be them. I can't imagine what the collapse of the globalist engineering is going to look like with all these spoiled, rotten people. I cannot even imagine how hellish this is going to be. And I've always tried to have a good outlook on things that we can reverse stuff. But let me tell you, the New World Order is moving at hyper speed. We're going to go to John, Ed, Carl, Willie, Mark, and others. John in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for getting my call. I got the Time Life disasters that shook the world. And it's got Fukushima in it, and there is no 9/11 or Oklahoma in here.
You know, I actually bought that. Well, that's because the disaster is like, I think it's something that happened as an accident or something that happened, you know, made by nature. I actually bought that magazine a few months ago, and I meant to do a shoot with it where I showed governments killing hundreds of millions. Government is the biggest disaster.
Yes, it is, but Oklahoma and 9/11 not in here. When they, if they're successful in this coup, and we try to tell the kids later on that how they got away with everything, and we explain 9/11 and Oklahoma to them, they're going, oh, man, that didn't happen. Time Life wouldn't lie to us.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, if we don't win, they'll say, you could never buy vitamin C at the store. Women never breastfed. People never live past 30. That's a conspiracy theory.
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory the way I see it. God bless you for all you've done.
Sir, please don't thank me. I want to thank you. Take care. Hey, what do you think of Obama becoming a dictator?
I wish Ron Paul hadn't pulled what he pulled, because I was at the Chico State Ron Paul rally.
Yeah.
I stood behind the media platform. And the whole time, Channel 7 News had their camera pointed away from Ron Paul until I mentioned to a bunch of people in the crowd, look how much news we're going to get about Mr. Ron Paul. They ain't even pointing the camera at him. And I got a dirty look from the film crew.
Well, that's because the average coward in media only does what they're told. And so they revel in being part of the system. They think they're on the winning team because they distort things. The average reporter out there, I've talked to a lot of them, they get off on deceiving people. They like the fact that the public's dumb. It makes it very easy for them, and that's their little secret power, is that they're there shaping and crafting and manipulating. Instead of wanting to unlock minds, unleash human potential, instead of wanting people to see the truth, have the electricity of discovery in their eyes, they love the dull, ignorant, cow-like state. The predators love that because they can feed on everybody. Well, you know what? I don't want my children growing up with a bunch of cattle, a bunch of drooling idiots. I want to lift everybody up. I want humans to be electric and powerful and real and explosive and dynamic. Not a bunch of nanny state men sitting on the toilet to urinate, women ruling over the men, cancer viruses injected to us, you know, world government drones flying around. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.